Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm a professional speaker based in Manchester in the UK. And this is part of a series of, well, it's actually an A to Z that I've written on the art of effective communication. It's in the form of an ebook as a download on my website. But this is a verbal version. And today I'm going to talk about C. And C, I mean, it could have been a number of things, but I chose connection. And what I mean by connection is not just the obvious stuff like, can the audience hear you? Are you looking at them or are you looking at the screen? I'm also talking about a feeling of emotional connection. In other words, does what's inside of you, the passion that you feel for your topic, does it transfer across the room? Does it enter the hearts and minds of the people that you're addressing? And I often use a quote or draw on a quote from the actress Tilda Swinton. She plays the White Witch in the Narnia series of movies that you may have seen. And she was being interviewed on the radio, and the interviewer was asking her about a career and acting technique and was getting all carried away. And she was asked, how do you get all that amazing emotion on the screen? And you and the director, what do you do to get all that emotion up there? And she said, well, do you know what? I'm not really bothered about the emotion on the screen. I'm bothered about the emotion in the audience. And I thought, wow, that's really profound, because that's kind of what it's about. It's about what connects between you, the presenter, and the audience. And in many respects, I don't like using the word presentation skills. I've got this made-up term called connectation skills. And I think the ability to connect with people, whether it's while you're presenting in a formal, theatrical sense, or whether you're networking, is extraordinarily important and very, very valuable and extremely skillful as well. It's the difference between presenting information and throwing logic and statistics at an audience. It's the difference between that and actually moving them emotionally in some way. Does what you have to say resonate with them? Does it touch a nerve in them? Does it make them feel something that you want them to feel? And do they warm to you? Have you personally connected with them so that they actually buy you the messenger as opposed to just the message? So have a think about this and approach presenting perhaps in a different way now. Approach it a little bit more like the actors and the directors do when they're trying to put something on the screen that connects with the audience and crosses over the floor. So I hope that's a bit of interest, and much, much more to come in this series of the A to Z of effective presentation.